Today I want to talk to the children who are receiving their first communion. And the rest of you can listen if you want to. I have a few questions I want to ask and see what kind of answers I get. Because it kind of tells us something of where they are, okay? So the first question is, what do you like to do? Anybody want to tell me, what do you like to do? How about you?
Play soccer.
Play soccer, okay? It sounds reasonable. What do you like to do? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Dance. You like to dance. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do, too. Good thing to do. So a lot of men could learn to do that. Anybody else? What do you think? What do you like to do? Softball? Okay. All good sports. And you? You like to read. Good for you. That's a good one. Anybody else? All kinds of outdoor activities, not just one, huh? Okay? How about you? You like to read also. Anybody like to eat? Huh? Do you like to eat? What's your favorite?
Candy.
And what did your mom and dad think about that? Think it's bad for you? A little bit's all right, just, you know. You got to watch this stuff, though. But we all like to eat, don't we? I mean, you have to eat. And usually our parents would try to guide us as to what we ought to be eating, right? I mean, if they want us to grow up, be healthy, and be able to do the things we like to do, to play sports, to dance, to read, to whatever it may be, we have to be some kind of healthy to do that, right? So, if your parents give you something that's supposed to be healthy, now, not all the healthy things we like. I mean, we probably should learn to like them, but, you know, that's the way life is. But what don't you like to eat? What don't you like? Vegetables. See, and you know you're supposed to have the biggest part of your plate is supposed to be filled with vegetables. Did you read that? Yeah. So if you want to be healthy, you better be listening there, okay? All right? Who else? What do you like to, or don't like? You don't like Brussels sprouts. I don't either. We won't count that. All right? Anybody else? What don't you like?
Squash.
Oh, okay. It's a different one. Okay? Anybody else? Yes? String beans? Green beans. Those are supposed to be pretty good for you, though, aren't they? What's that? But they really are. The idea, our parents are supposed to help us grow and be strong and healthy so that we have a good and peaceful and happy life, right? But if they're guiding us to eat the proper things and we decide, no, I don't like that, no, I don't want to, I have excuses, I feed it to the dog under the table, whatever it may be, and try to excuse ourselves, and then we are not healthy, we can't do the things that we ought to be doing at our age, then you wonder why. Why am I weak? Why am I sick? Why do I get so tired? Why this or why that? You know, why don't I feel good? Why doesn't my stomach feel good? If you're eating all the wrong stuff, that can happen, right? So your parents, you have to listen to what they try to tell you. They try to make you grow to be healthy, happy, strong young people so that you have a good, healthy, long life and can do and accomplish all the things that you dream and hope about. Well, you know, Jesus does something like that for us. You know he loves us. You realize that, don't you? Anybody feel that they're not loved by Jesus? Anybody? That's a good thing, okay? Because Jesus said, let the children come to me. He loved children. And he would set them up as examples to the adults. And he would say things like, let them come to me. They have open hearts. Look at them. Their simplicity. They don't hate anybody. They have this openness about them that anybody that comes to them, they can receive. They can welcome. And kids are like that. When you can put a bunch of kids together, and they can be from everywhere in the world, speak different languages and everything else. You put them together in a room,
And somehow or another, they learn to understand each other. And they learn to communicate with one another. They learn to have fun with one another. And they try to teach one another. A friend of mine years and years ago, all my friends are old now. But anyway, a long, long time ago, they had a child who suffered from Down syndrome. And it was amazing to me how that family embraced that child. She became the joy of their life. And they talked about how in those days, the life expectancy was not too long for them. But that child is still alive today. And it was because of the love and the care and the concern and the opportunities that they gave to her. So anyway, at one point, she wanted to go to school with the regular kids. You know, she had been in a special school, and she decided she wanted to go to a regular school with the other kids. And so her parents thought about and talked about it for a long time. They finally decided, if she really wants to do that, let her do it. It will probably be good for her because she's very social, and it might be good for the other kids. And so they did that. They put her in a regular classroom. And it was very interesting. The teacher said the response of the other children was unbelievable. They immediately took to her. Immediately. They didn't know her. They never saw her before. But they immediately wanted to help her. They would share things with her. They invited her to be a part of whatever game they were playing. It was incredible. But I'm sure that's the reason that young lady is still alive today, is because of that. She was welcome. She became part of that group. So now this is what Jesus does for us. He wants us to have that same kind of openness as kids have. And he wants you, children, to have that same kind of openness to him. He loves you. You know that. He absolutely loves you. There's nothing in the world he wouldn't do for you. And he says, but there's something more I want to give to you. I want you to be closer to me so that you can love me even more. And he can't love you anymore because he's at his max right now. But you can learn to love him a little bit more. And we can learn to do the things that he wants us to do. And we do that by following what he asks. And one of the things he asks of us, he says, is let me give you food. Food is healthy. Good food is going to make you a good, healthy, happy person. He said, let me give you the kind of food that's going to help you become a really good Christian person. One that is really close to Jesus. One that recognizes what Jesus taught and does and wants to reach out to all other people. He wants to give all of that kind of stuff to us. And he said, the food that I will give you is my own body and my blood in the form of consecrated bread and consecrated wine. And he said, I want you to have that. And the reason I want you to have that is so that I can be with you all the time. Because when you eat something, that becomes part of you, right? It becomes part of you. So when we eat the bread of life, the body and blood of Jesus, that becomes part of us. So, you know, if you like cake, you don't eat it once in your lifetime, right? You don't eat it once a year. You eat it whenever you get a chance, which shouldn't be too often. But with Holy Communion, it's different. The more we receive of our Lord, the more presence he seems to have within us. I mean, we can't separate out and say, well, today you get this much, tomorrow you get this much, day after you get this much. No, that's not the idea. Because you always receive the full Christ. When he comes to you, you receive our Lord fully. Jesus Christ in his spirit dwells in you. And every time you receive the sacrament, you are reminded of that. You learn to grow, and he becomes more and more an intimate part of your life, an intimate part of your love, an important part of everything that you do. And that's what he wants us to learn. So this evening, as you and your family celebrate your first communion, it's really a very, very special day. It should be the beginning of a refreshing meal. You eat every day at least 2, 3, 4, 5 times, don't you? About that often? With communion, it's much the same. It keeps reminding us we need that. We need Jesus to be with us. We need to be reminded that he's always present to us, and he will be through the sacrament. So when you receive your first communion this evening, we all rejoice with you, because that is your first time that you are welcome to receive and partake of the sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus. It's a very special time for your families. They help bring you to this point. And usually, and most of the time, the families are very happy that we've reached this point, that you can now share in the body and blood of Christ. You know, you see little kids come up to communion every once in a while, and when they're too small, you know, they come up like this, so we give them a blessing. But how many times you see those children reach out? It's like they want some of that. They want that. And that's what we need all of our lives, that we really want what Jesus is offering to us. We want him to be with us. We want to be reminded constantly that he is with us. We need that grace and that help that he can give to us through the sacrament. So the more the bread of Christ that we eat, the healthier and the stronger we will be in our faith and our love for Jesus and what he asks us to do. So congratulations, children, this evening for your receiving your first Holy Communion. And I hope it's, we see you many, 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 many times coming up that aisle to receive the sacrament. And thank you to your parents and your grandparents and your close family, all who have kind of helped the children as they prepare for the sacrament. Thanks, Sister Pat and her crew, who always do such a great job. Thanks, Sister Pat. And this evening, as we celebrate with you, we kind of all look at the children and the faith and the love that they have and what they are doing this evening, and kind of be renewed in ourselves. We can become kind of blah about things. You know, we get into these routines, habits that we get into, and we do things automatically. Like we say the Lord's Prayer sometimes. We wonder if we finished it, if we ever said it when we get finished. We just don't think about it. And it's just kind of a reminder to all of us that we need to renew that spirit of Christ within us every time we receive the sacrament. So let's watch the children this evening. Watch their faith, watch their love, watch their excitement and as they receive the sacrament. And kind of remember that that's the way we should be also. So God bless you.